little different week for us. This is what I call the GPS week. So we're following that to a T. We've had two hard practices, followed by basically meetings, walkthroughs, and a recovery cycle. So all three, special teams, defense, and offense, had good long meetings. They had walkthroughs. We finished that up with a recovery cycle. Recovery cycle has basically six elements, and they, by seniority, they can choose two. It's a 2 15-minute periods, and we're currently right toward the end of the second cycle. So it's a unique kind of a day, and I'm interested in the feedback that I get from our leadership council and also from the assistant coaches as we, you know, go through the day. And of course, the proof will come later as to, you know, how we perform.
What are those things, like the elements, or what did they choose from? What kind of things are they?
Well, yoga, they massage. We do, there's some fancy names for some things we do with rollers and sticks and so on and so forth. Cold tub, you know, so there's, I can get you that stuff. But it's basically just the recovery cycle, muscular, so on and so forth, along with yoga and some of the other things that we've employed.
Something you might implement during the season?
We're going to see. I'll see what it looks like and how we, again, tomorrow's another day of this experimentation. So we're going to go through with that and we'll see how we like it at the end of the week.
Do you consider this the end of a certain segment of, you know, the last day of training camp such as it is?
I don't. We just keep going. You know, it's not anything. Nothing ended. Everything keeps right on going. It's much different, as you know, and have recognized than other years, and I think at this point in time, the players who are able to have a home in this area, they've checked out of the hotel. The other guys will stay in the hotel, and we just keep going.
You talked about wanting to see more urgency in practice at the beginning of the week. Did you see that over the last
week? Yeah, yesterday I saw a little bit more, and I'd like to continue to see more. He's fine. He just got kicked. I guess he got stepped on, yeah.
And Burhey?
Burhey re-injured his calf.
Kind of back to square one with him, or?
Is it a tear again?
He re-injured his calf. That's all I can tell you. Whatever the mechanism, whatever goes on, you know, he had one day of practice, felt really good, came out here and had the same occurrence that happened the last time. Occurred this time, so he's re-injured.
You have all these new tools. You have GPS and all this stuff. Can it prevent these kind of things from happening, or should it at least maybe
not in the
decrease
case
the probability?
Not in the case of a guy that's not been practicing. It can tell you. It can monitor the players under certain types of practices to tell you what their workload should be, and if they approach that, you can back them down. But in the case of someone like Nat, he wasn't even practicing. So there was no workload level other than the fact that he was doing a very, very limited amount of work the day before.
How bad is Newhouse?
That's a surface scratch, or, you know, someone stepped on his leg when he was on the ground and it was down relatively low. He kind of, it scared him, you know, because of where the step occurred.
So, he should be able to play.
I think, yeah.
Just to be clear, this GPS day or the recovery cycle this recovery cycle day, that would be in lieu of a practice if you implemented this during the race?
That would
season.
Be in the place of a practice. What you would do is you load up according to the GPS system the first 2 days of the week. In other words, you cover a lot of territory. I don't know if you noticed, yesterday's practice was quite long. And could have actually been another 5 minutes, but so you're getting a lot of things done on an overload kind of a day, and then you're having an unloaded cycle, and then you know, that's the week's not over yet.
You don't seem like a less practice is better.
let's not go there.
Do you personally spend any time with the data? Do you find it interesting, or do you?
I have people that give me the feedback. Yeah. It's interesting. There's no doubt about it.
Is that the hard part of it?
What about it has jumped out to you personally that has educated you?
Well, to be honest with you, they can tell you by virtue of the information the potential for a guy to have a soft tissue injury. And, you know, when that happens, you back the guy down. And that's the whole purpose, you know. The whole purpose is to recognize someone who is headed for a strain, if you will, and to try to do something about it.
Have there been instances where you've gotten that information during a practice?
We've gotten the information that said to back off a guy. Yes.
Is Hosley okay?
Hosley practiced yesterday, and he's got the green light to go.
You said he was kind of doing some things before he.
Yeah, he was.
So you kind of.
We'd like to see him do some more things. Yeah. And there's a bunch of them we'd like to see some more things.
Do you have to? After you see what happened with Nat, do you have to handle Victor any differently? I mean, I don't know how similar their calf problems are or whatever.
Well, it's the same basic area, but it's two totally different injuries. So we'll do whatever we can if there's similarities. I'm sure the medical people will follow that practice, but each case is different. They're not exactly the same.
He's not going to play, though, correct?
He's not going to play, no.
With Richburg, where can you stand?
He actually feels pretty good today. We should have called practice for today, but we're going to keep, you know, working with him and seeing what the doctors and those people tell me. I don't have any news for you right now.
Is it possible he plays then? On Saturday?
Anything's possible. It might rain. You never know.
You just say Cruz is out, though. Is he likely to be out as well, Western?
I'm not answering that question. How much more blunt can I be? I answered the Cruz question. That's it.
You said after a couple of days with the medical staff, you might have a better idea on Beeson's timeline. Do you have that?
I don't have any more for you. He won't play this week.
Will Landon play on Saturday night?
Yes.
Anybody else on the roster?
How's Mark Herzlick doing? Is he still?
He was coming along well, and he didn't feel real good yesterday afternoon. So, not as well as I would like.
So when that happens, it's back to square one, kind of, with the,
well,
it's the concussion thing.
The protocol.
The
protocol has to be accomplished, otherwise, no.